Dan Levine is the director of real estate at the Durham-based nonprofit Self-Help Credit Union. He said its overall mission is creating and protecting ownership and economic opportunity.
Obviously, pretty broad mission statement, but a lot of that work dates back for decades, and it includes things like helping people become homeowners, because that's a big way that wealth is passed from generation to generation, creating opportunities for affordable rental housing and affordable homeownership, creating opportunities for small businesses and nonprofits to rent space from us.
Levine said a critical part of Self-Help's operation is lending activities, primarily involving their nonprofit credit union's home loans, business loans, and large-scale commercial loans.
All those things really tie back to trying to help people help themselves. That explains the somewhat unusual name of Self-Help. It is really dating back to our roots and dating back to an older movement in this country around self-help, meaning helping organizations and individuals and families really advance their opportunities in their communities.
Levine said Self-Help is trying to tackle local housing issues directly by offering affordable housing opportunities outside of traditional public housing programs. To do this in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, the organization also works with the Marion Cheek Jackson Center, which serves historically Black communities. Although Levine said students are an important part of the local area, the historic Northside community is experiencing an unbalanced mix of residents and student renters.
We've been working in partnership with the community members there and with the Jackson Center to try to create opportunities for stable, affordable housing and really to kind of balance out that neighborhood that for a period of years was really almost every property that went for sale was purchased by student rental investor.
Levine said Self-Help also works with other Chapel Hill advocacy organizations, including Empowerment Incorporated, Community Home Trust, Habitat for Humanity, and CASA. One of the more ambitious projects Self-Help is involved with is the Homestead Road Housing Project. Levine said this year, in partnership with other organizations, Self-Help is hoping to break ground on a project located on vacant land on 2200 Homestead Road. They aim to create approximately 90 units of affordable housing. The project will help sustain the financial health of the overall community since it allows for more permanent home ownership opportunities, Levine added.
It's a great location right now, land that isn't being used, and creating affordable housing and greenway connections and playgrounds and all the things to really integrate this community in the broader neighborhood. Pretty much anybody you talk to is going to acknowledge that housing is expensive and getting more expensive. And the challenge is really how to use limited financial resources and limited time to make a dent in this big issue. But I think, you know, if you look around, the local governments are really doing a lot.
Levine said he is ultimately optimistic about the Chapel Hill and Carrboro area and the Triangle in general creating affordable housing solutions.
But I do really feel, you know, genuinely happy to be in a community where people care about the issue, acknowledge the issue, and are looking to find creative ways to address it.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Madison Ward.